Ross's face was instantly throbbing, and his head was spinning. Hot tears pooled in the corners of his eyes and began spilling over, making salty streams down both cheeks. First his mother went missing, and now his sisters just abandoned him, leaving him there, all alone?
No!
He wiped his face on his shirt sleeve and ran for the entrance. Bolting past the butler, he grabbed the handle on the massive wrought iron and glass door and forcefully pulled it open. Dashing out the entry, he stopped momentarily to gaze at the long gravel drive in front of him.
Master Ross!
Arthur called.
Go!
The voice screamed inside his head, and Ross started running. The lands encompassing the McPayden estate consisted of more than 760 acres of rolling hills, lush green forests, fragrant rhododendron gardens, bubbling streams, and swan ponds. Over the course of Ross's nearly 13 years of life, he had explored only a fraction of the property. Most of his wanderings had been confined to the mansion and manicured lawns immediately surrounding the home. But as Ross ran down the lengthy driveway, he paused briefly to glance over his shoulder. There he witnessed the family butler jumping into a shiny black automobile and turning it to head down the drive in his direction. Looking to either side of the drive, then down to his sock-covered feet, he made a command decision and quickly dashed to the right, heading toward a cluster of trees.
Hey, just because we're part of a church group doesn't mean we don't genuinely want to get to know you, Nathaniel.
Lynn leaned forward. Another stretch of silence passed before the sick boy spoke under his breath.
Yeah, well, God doesn't care about me. So what's the point? I'm going to meet him soon anyhow. I guess I can ask him then.
Faith turned to Lynn and opened her eyes wide, pressing her lips into a tight line. Lynn's eyes were also big, and she shook her head back and forth, pulling her mouth to the side and lifting both shoulders.
Listen.
Faith looked at the boy before them.
I know there's no way we can even begin to understand what you're going through, or how you're feeling, Nathaniel.
She leaned forward, placing a hand on his exposed forearm. And, as she did, a blinding light filled her mind, spreading down her neck and expanding across her chest. Faith inhaled sharply, and her eyes clamped shut, eyeballs rolling up and stopping to focus just above her brows in the center of her forehead. The brilliance then traveled down her arm, and a sudden rush of energy shot through her, exploding at her fingertips and into Nathaniel's body. The intense electrical charge was over in an instant, and Faith jerked her hand away, gazing, open-mouthed, at the dying boy before her.